You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Vieira, 94.7 FM, and W264AS, Melbourne, and Palm Bay, 100.7 FM.
Space and Treasure Coast. This is Sita Biggie on AM 1510 WWBC, FM 94.7, FM 99.9, and FM 100.7. We can also be heard on the World Wide Web. All you have to do is put in Sita and Friends. I'm told that it comes up like with the first name.
It does.
And everyone can listen all over the world. So we just wanted to thank all our listeners who are listening, not just in the United States, but in India, in Canada, in the Caribbean. Actually, we have people in Ireland tuning in as well.
Yes, we do.
It's wonderful to share positive messages while we're here on this earthly journey called life. And also, Ellen, we have our iTunes downloads are doing really well.
They are doing very well. Doing very well, yes.
Well, thank you for all that you do behind the scenes.
My pleasure.
To help
and
with
happy
viewpoint.
April.
Yes.
April 1st.
April
Fool's. No pranks today.
Thank you for always diligently showing up to help with the show. We do have an action-packed show today. Our good friend Keith Heinle is here, and Keith is a senior manager for community impact with the United Way of Brevard. Welcome to the show, Keith.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Great. And we also have a recurring guest from one of the hidden gems here in Brevard County, Florida, from Buena Vida Estates. We have the lovely Debbie Williams, and we have our friend Terry Brandt, who are both here to join us for to chat about Buena Vida Estates.
Thanks for having us.
Yes, thank you very much.
And it's so nice. They all showed up on time, which is great. But before we go to our guests, which both segments are filled today, I just want to say, Ellen, that, you know, I tend to watch the news a lot, and I love reading. I think I was born with a book in my hand. I just enjoy reading.
I think so, too.
I just love it. And I was reading this morning about happiness, and the article that I read was from the Forbes magazine, and it says, why you should spend your money on experiences, not things.
Amen.
And you know what? It reminded me of why I travel to Trinidad a couple of times a year. It reminded me why I work an extra shift to take my children on a vacation. It reminded me of my friends, my family, why I cook my curry chicken and invite people over. Because life is all about the experience.
It reminded me of my trip up to Nova Scotia, where I played my guitar the whole way up and the whole way back.
Right.
All of that was experience.
Right. Even when people come on our radio show on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends, they always call or text or send us beautiful messages about what a nice experience it is. And so the article goes on to talk about a 20-year-old study that was done where a psychologist, Dr. Thomas Gilovich, reached a conclusion that don't spend your money on things that it does not bring you as much happiness. You may get happiness immediately, but it's not long-term.
That's right.
And so I think, you know, like even me working in long-term care, I see where some of the patients, I mean, the residents, they can't bring their clothing or their...
material things, right?
Some of them have like a piece of furniture that meant so much to them because it was handed down from generation to generation. But if I get them to talk about something, they will talk about an experience.
Yep.
And it's beautiful.
That's right.
So I just want to say, you know, all of us, we wake up every single day and we try to be happy and we try to create this world where our loved ones and ourselves, we're like constantly trying to do what's right. But just look at the experience you're creating when you think positive and
that's
you
right.
do good things.
And there are some friends listening right now that probably needed to hear that message.
So. Yeah. Yes. I mean, and that's it. I'm Susie Sunshine today.
You are.
Yeah.
Susie Sunshine.
Yeah. And the other thing is, on the way here, I was listening to NPR. I should have been listening to WWBC, but I am an NPR junkie. I did. And I like to hear about world news. And they were talking about Zimbabwe and the outbreak of cholera. Did I say it right? C-H-O-L-E-R-A.
Yeah.
Cholera.
Yeah.
I'm from Trinidad, so our accent is on the wrong syllable sometime. And they were talking about how many people are ingesting the water that they're all waiting in for rescue. So people are using the waters as bathroom for bathroom privileges, and then they're ingesting that water, and the babies are dying, men, women, and children, and they're just letting them go into the water because they're still clinging onto rooftops.
Yeah.
And so I said to myself, I will donate to the Red Cross again. So whether we trust the charities or not, I think when you give, you feel good about yourself that you're doing something good.
Well, and I think we've proven on the show that the Red Cross, for international things, has always been the best choice.
And just for the record, I'm a hugger. I hug people.
Right.
And so all this talk about what's going on politically, I'm just saying, if you're uncomfortable with someone, look them in the eye.
That was a great segue.
Look them in the eye and say, I'm uncomfortable.
Right.
Just have that moral compass with yourself to say, this made me uncomfortable, and that person will stop. But, you know, I work in an environment with people who are older. And my dad was a person that hugged people and kissed people, sometimes a little too much because I have a lot of brothers and sisters. But in America, I've always found most politicians to be kind. And they went into politics for a reason, whether Republican or Democrat. And I've met Joe Biden so many times, and he's very nice and he's very kind. And he's dedicated his life to public service. So if someone's uncomfortable, I understand, but I did hug him.
Yeah, very good.
There.
It's on the record. Actually, I think we have a picture of it.
I hug a few times.
Because Sita is the master of selfies.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. In those days, there weren't selfies, though.
They were real stuff.
His staffers actually took the picture. But anyways, so let's segue into why Buena Vida is one of the most beautiful, independent, healthy lifestyles form of living here in Brevard County. And so I'm going to have Terry Brand tell us a little bit about herself and what she does at Buena Vida.
Well, thanks again for having us, Sita. I am the Director of Marketing at Buena Vida. I just replaced, some of you may know, Doreen Boudreau, who retired after 15 years. So I was fortunate enough to take her position. I won't say I took her place, but I did take her position. And it is a wonderful place. Buena Vida in Italian means the good life. So when you're talking about happiness and those kinds of things, Sita, we have the happiness, the good life at Buena Vida.
You guys have a lot of you offer a lot of services, and there's so many activities and things there. And we also have with us Debbie Williams, and Debbie, you also work at Buena Vida. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Good afternoon, and thank you again for having us. I have been with Buena Vida for about 15 years. I'm their lead retirement counselor there, so I work for Terry. It's a great place. It's a home away from home. The residents living there are like extended family. I can't think of a better place that I'm meant to be at.
And it's like, you've been there, Sita, I know, a few times. I know when I walk in there, that entire lobby is just like going into the most posh hotel, I guess, is probably the best way to describe it, with the baby grand piano and the air, you know, just the areas to be able to have social activity. You've got that big room, which actually we had meetings there. I believe the first time that I went to Buena Vida, we were having Toastmaster meetings there, which were involving the residents and so forth, which was such a cool thing. But it's not just, you know, that's the one thing that I think Buena Vida gets sidetracked with, is that it's not assisted living, right?
Correct.
It's community. It's actually... Right?
It's your actual true independent living, where people, you know, they're still snowbirds, they still have their groups and family, they're still able to travel, but it's the peace of mind that you can lock your door and you can go.
Right.
And you don't have to worry about a break-in
or maintenance.
You know, if something happens.
Yes.
You live longer with that peace of mind, knowing that we're going to do everything that we can to possibly keep you living independently forever. But, you know, we can't control that, and they can't control it, but they've got the peace of mind that we've got a safety net with all the levels of care for the long term, the in between, the short term. So whatever the future may bring, they're secure at Buena Vida, and they have that care and that peace of mind.
Right. And for our listeners who are tuning in to Viewpoint with Sita and Friends this morning, Buena Vida is the only continuing care retirement community in Brevard, and the residents know that their future is secure and they'll receive consistent and graduate in levels of care if they need it. So I'm going to ask Terry, how is Buena Vida different from a nonprofit, a corporate? Tell us a little bit about that.
Okay, well, Buena Vida is a nonprofit organization. And what I see is that it's, because it's nonprofit, we give back. So we're giving back to our residents. And when you said, Ellen, about the beautiful entryway and some of the things, we're redoing a lot of that for our residents. So it's not like a corporation where the...
It's their home. So you're upgrading their home.
Right. The residents are taking advantage of that. They're paying for to be there, but the nonprofit is paying back into the community. It's not going to a corporate to open another community or something like that.
You're investing
totally
in the facility,
investing
which
that.
In turn the residents enjoy it.
Right.
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 And so, you know, one of the questions that I had, and I know you guys have the answer to this. My friend was talking about this, about the buy-in. I have a few friends who work at Buena Vida and they absolutely love it. And we were talking about the buy-in program and how it works, because we'd like to end up there one day. So tell us a little bit about
Where's that fake ID? Where's that fake ID?
We're going to move Ellen in.
I know, I'm moving in. I'm going to pretend.
Well, you know, we are the only one that has the buy-in, but there are some advantages because that entry fee is very similar to a long-term care policy. It is a one-time fee that they pay, and what it does is it actually underwrites them for lifetime care. So one of the benefits of our entry fee is people that do have long-term care policies, they still have to go out and acquire the care. Our residents already know where the care is going to be provided, meaning assisted living, memory care, nursing care. It also gives them guaranteed on-site care at a discounted rate. So they're paying about 60% off the retail market rate. So they know in the future approximately what their cost is going to be, and there's no term on it, meaning if they need it for 3 years or 5 years or 10 years, they have it, they're guaranteed to have it on the campus. But it also guarantees them something else, and it guarantees them whatever the future brings for them, medically or financially, they'll never be asked to leave our campus. So to get a little more specific with that, you know, we are living longer. So there always is that fear, you know, that we might outlive our assets, or if we have unexpected medical expenses, we could run out of money. That's not a fear that the residents of Buena Vida have, because if that were to happen, we have a foundation that steps in and covers them on the monthly fees. Also, you know, none of us know what the future is going to bring. If the residents of Buena Vida have a heart attack, develop Alzheimer's, dementia, Parkinson's, they know that they're going to have all the care on the campus.
Yeah, because you also partner up with a skilled nursing facility as well.
Yes, we have the true continuing care. So our skilled nursing facility currently is West Melbourne Health and Rehab, which has been providing our nursing.
Yeah, and their rooms are really nice. I worked there briefly, and the wing that Buena Vida has it, their residents on, it's beautiful.
Correct.
The rooms are nice and airy and spacious.
Absolutely. Our residents are not mainstreamed into general population. And, you know, because we have a 37-year relationship with them, our residents are very well taken care of. And they are, you know, on the rehab wing of that facility.
And I don't know if it's true, but wouldn't you say that Buena Vida probably has the highest concentration of centurions in Brevard County? Because I know I've been to a few hundred-year birthday parties at
Yes, and we celebrate all of them.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And it kind of goes back to what you started
out
with,
Sita, on the
show.
They live longer because they're being taken care of,
right? And no stress.
Yeah,
and
no stress.
No worry about things. So when you said about the happiness, you started out with
Don't
the happiness
worry,
part.
Be happy.
There we go.
So, you know, so people who have long-term care policies, they ought to probably check with their carrier and see if there's an expiration on those policies.
Correct.
Right? Because I know some of the long-term care policies will only cover you up to a certain age. Well, and that's where you guys, the nonprofit, right, steps in, the foundation.
Well, here's the benefit for people that do have long-term
insurance
policies,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Insurance. They can actually benefit by using that at Buena Vida, because in conjunction with the entry fee and the program, they know where their care is going to be provided. So if their policies say, you know, that it's a 3-year policy that pays $200 a day, the fee at Buena Vida is $97 a day. So that's where their policy would, compensate that. And they actually might extend the life of their policy. So the last thing we want to do is people with policies have a lot of time money and mileage in it.
Yes.
So we want to help them get the most mileage out of their policies. And they actually could reap some more financial benefits by utilizing their policy to pick up that discount.
Yeah, because so many people don't use their policies.
Correct.
Because if you get sick and you end up in the hospital with a broken hip or something, and you end up in an infection, you end up in a skilled rehab facility or wherever, and then you pass away, you never did use your policy. So maybe people ought to look into, you know, what can I do before all these things happen?
Well, and that's the point too, right? That Debbie, you had said before that you really want to go check out Buena Vida while you're well.
Yes.
Yes.
The hardest thing about coming to Buena Vida, and you know, we tell people this all the time and they just look at us, but it is true. You have to come to us before you're ready.
I call it a hotel. Okay. It's like the Marriott.
Because if you're ready, you probably are too late for us.
Right.
But that's
right.
When you want to make a transition, because you want to make friends, you want to enjoy the community, you want to reap the benefits. And then also it gives you just the support system so that when things change, not if, but when things change, you've got that support system of the
you've
residents
the friends and family.
Yeah.
So Terry, and transition into that, Terry, so, about the friends and family
right,
and the independent part.
I was just going to say, Terry, you've lived in Florida, and for the last 5 years in Melbourne, and you are the director of marketing for Buena Vida. You have quite an extensive background in so many things you do with marketing. But one of the questions that we have for you is, what happens to someone's money when they pass away from Buena Vida Estates?
Well, what we want to make sure is that buy-in, that you understand that we're not trying to take all their money, all their investments, all their assets. And I think that's a concept that people think when they hear buy-in, I have to give all my parents' money to you, and that's not the way it is. When they're buying into Buena Vida, they're buying a lifestyle, so they can go into a lower buy-in in a studio up to a larger apartment or even a cottage now. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But the buy-in is covering their long-term care, like Debbie said, and then you have a monthly fee. So that buy-in is vested over 50 months. So if one of your parents passes or you yourself doesn't like it, say you're there 2 years and doesn't happen, but if it did, and after 2 years you say, you know what, I don't want to be here, you've vested 24 months. So you still have 50% of your money that you've paid in that you can take with you.
Right.
Or your children can take that.
We all hear that, you know, you get what you pay for, right? So people, if you want good care, if you
absolutely
want a secure place to live, a place that offers all these services, and you have to pay for it. It doesn't fall from the sky, right? And that's something people have to understand too.
Well, and when you're looking, you just really have to understand the differences and take the time to be proactive so that when you're looking, that you're looking at all the different communities. You're not just looking at a rental, or you're either you are or you're not looking at a CCRC, which is a continuing care retirement community, but that you're learning about everything that's out there and it's the best option for you.
And you all offer a full range of services. So tell us of some of the services that you offer once you buy into the program and you get in.
So when you're coming in, we first of all sit with you beforehand to see what is going to fit in your apartment. We make it so that it's streamlined. We actually give you a credit to move into Buena Vida. We're there to set up everything in your apartment. We make it as easy as we can for you to come in. It's as stress-free as we can make it. It's always stressful when you're making a move, but we try and help you any way that we can. But when you move in, you no longer have utilities that you're worried about. You no longer have maintenance. We have housekeeping once a week. They do your laundry for your heavy items like your bedding and your towels, so that our residents aren't lugging that somewhere to do laundry. They're not having to think about, is my apartment clean? And then they have a meal once a day, a full 6-course meal that they're having, in addition to a continental breakfast that we offer that many of our residents take advantage of. But all those things, it's funny, when my mom moved into senior living, she said, I enjoy cooking, but I can't believe how much more time I have now, because not only am I not cooking, but I'm not planning it. I'm not shopping for it. I'm just going and enjoying what I want for dinner. And that's what you see. These residents just love that they don't have any stress in their lives.
That's why they're living longer.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. So, and so Debbie, the residents love enjoying the finer things in life. obviously, at Buena Vida Estates. And you all are focused on maintaining their well-being and facilitating this good life. So tell us about some of the outings that you have, because I understand you have daily outings.
We do.
And transportation. And I understand there's a mad dash sometime to sign up because of some of the things that you have going on.
Correct. Well, we offer a venue that is recreational, it's social, it's educational. There's something on there for everyone. There's no way that Terry and I could even do everything on that calendar, but we have lectures that are done by some of the FIT instructors. We have art classes, we have jewelry classes, we have a men's group. We also have...
You have concerts and recitals.
Yes. Yes.
And you have evening entertainment. You have sunset
happy hour.
Cocktail.
Happy hour three times a week.
You have happy hour
live entertainment every Friday.
I heard about the mystery trips. You have mystery trips as well.
Those are exciting. We have a wonderful activities director. Mm-hmm. Her name is Debbie Curl. She's our full-time activities director. And she just really keeps us hopping. Like I said... If I wish I could show you one of our calendars. It's just so many things going on.
Well, I know going to the website, right? What's the website?
Because website that's one is www.buenavidaestates.org.
Right.
So, Buenavidaestates.org.
And you know what, Terry? One of the things that I know the last time we had Doreen Boudreau on, people wanted to know more about the contracts. Mm-hmm. We have about 6 minutes left. So tell us about the contracts. And
the cottages.
Lead us through someone who comes in and they want a contract and the different types of apartments and the cottages as well.
Okay.
Go ahead.
We only offer a type A contract, which is your all-exclusive contract. That is the one that underwrites you for lifetime long-term care on the campus, meaning that you'll never be asked to leave for any financial or medical status changes. As Terry mentioned to you earlier, you know, we encourage people to go and look at the other communities because there is not one-fits-all community out there. The front end of our program is based on lifestyle. So we have nine different apartment homes, and they range anywhere in pricing from $100,000 to $300,000.
So that's the initial fee that you put down.
That is the initial entry.
So you come in, you write a check for $100,000, and you pick one of those. But then
Correct.
You have a monthly fee as well.
We have the monthly fee that covers all of their utilities and their services and amenities, everything but the telephone and the internet service. But that upfront fee, it's like prepayment for long-term care.
Right.
So that money actually stays in the community.
Right.
And our profit shareholders are the residents living here. So typically people will sell their home to make that initial entry fee, and if they can maintain the monthly fee with incoming income, that's the ideal scenario. So as Terry said earlier, you know, there's a myth out there that when you come to a place like this, we take all your money and you
turn
everything
over. Well, yeah, I've heard people, you lose everything.
You do not.
Well, you do not, because whether you stay in your own home or you go to a downsized, a smaller place, you still have to live, you still have to buy groceries,
Correct.
You have maintenance fees, you have to maintain your HOA. So at Buena Vida, you do all of that. You take the worry out of a person's mind so they can enjoy life.
They end up, a lot of times, they actually end up saving more over time, even though we have the entry fee.
Right. And I know families often like to come out of town, and you also have a place so that families can come in and stay while they're visiting?
We do. And, you know, living at Buena Vida is just like living in your own home. You can have your friends, your family, your groups. You know, we enjoy having family in the community. It's like families visiting us and grandkids, but that continues for you living at Buena Vida. The beautiful thing is, though, you don't have to clean up after them.
Right.
And you don't have to take them to the apartment if you don't want to.
People have the luxury of making friends, and their friends look for them on a daily
Absolutely.
Basis. You also have chapel services. You have the Red Hat, I understand, as well.
We do.
And, you know, this conversation is going so well, and we all know that Viewpoint with Sita and Friends, our show is unscripted, it's fun, it's educational, and we like to bring awareness to the community. I'm going to have Paul, our producer, just run two ads today, which is Jotkoff and Associates and Cloud9, and I'll give the rest of that time to them at for Buena Vida Estates, because I'm having a good
time. I want to learn
about
the cottages.
I want to give them a few more extra minutes, if you don't mind, so just let's let them talk. We want to hear about the cottages.
We're right back after these quick messages.
Portions of Viewpoint with Sita and Friends is sponsored by the friends and family of Sita Begee, author of 18 Brothers and Sisters, and founder of Simply Sita Skincare, and these great sponsors. Portions of Sita and Friends is brought to you by Cloud 9 Mattress and Furniture Store inside the Merritt Square Mall at the Sears Wing. Save big on furniture working with a flexible family-owned store with all the brands you love, from Ashley, Serta, Coaster, and so and more. Brand new, warranties as well, and delivery and haulaway available at a fraction of the cost of most stores and delivered in 7 to 10 days. Free, no credit checking and financing, and free interior design. The owner, Scott Palmer, has been in the mattress and furniture business for over 30 years, and Cloud 9 has been serving Central Florida for 7 years now. Cloud 9 Mattress and Furniture Store, available at 321-459-2473. Again, call them 321-459-2473 or visit them on the web at cloud9furniture.com. Jotkoff Financial Group is a certified public accounting and a registered investment advisory firm with over 30 years of productive relationships with clients. Jotkoff Financial Group can assist you in meeting your accounting, tax, and business consulting and financial planning and insurance needs without expanding your internal workforce. With three locations here in Florida, here in Brevard County, Broward County, and Nassau County, contact Jotkoff Financial Group here in Brevard at 321-984-7345, located at 1122 South Wickham Road in Melbourne. That's Jotkoff Financial Group. On the web, you'll find them at www.jotkoff, that's JOTKOFF.com. Call the professionals at Jotkoff Financial Group today.
Welcome back, dear listeners. This is Sita Biggie on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends on WWBC AM 1510, FM 94.7, FM 99.9, and FM 100.7. And we are speaking with the good folks from Buena Vida Estates. My friend Terry Brandt is here, and Terry has lived in Florida, right here in Melbourne, for the past 5 years. She has a degree from Auburn University, and she is the marketing director over at Buena Vida Estates. And we also have Debbie Williams, who is also a resident of Brevard County for the past 16 years. And Debbie is employed at Buena Vida Estates since 2004. And that's why I asked them earlier what you guys do, and they did not even say how much greatness on their bios, but I'm saying right. It. But, you know, before we go to Keith Heinle with the United Way, you know, one of the things about Buena Vida Estates is people often don't think about this, but loneliness is a problem in the United States for the elderly. And at Buena Vida Estates, that's one of the things that you never have to worry about mom or dad or yourself being lonely because of all the activities and busyness that goes on there. So I see you're shaking your head. So tell us a little bit about that.
That is one thing.
Debbie is shaking her head because Debbie does not want to be lonely.
No, I do not. But at Buena Vida, you will never be lonely. That's the nice thing. You know, we are a smaller community, so we only have about 235 residents, but there's always someone to have a cup of coffee with, dine with, do things with. And I can't tell you how many times over the years, you know, when people have moved in, they said, well, my mom or dad, you know, they're a loner. They're just not going to do that. Those same people have become social butterflies mm-hmm. because, again, you can have breakfast with other people. They look out for each other.
So you don't need any antidepressants.
No, you do right. not.
and Terry, one of the things I like about Buena Vida, too, is the spirituality aspect. You have Bible study, aging and spirituality discussions, genealogy programs. You have holiday services. You also have an investment club, a thrift shop, residence council. So all of these things, when put together, it makes for a happy lifestyle for someone.
It does. And we do have that. A lot of people look to make sure, you know, that there is some spirituality. We do have the chapel that's there. We offer several different non-denominational. We do communion, rosaries, that kind of thing. So there is that opportunity there.
Right. And so we were talking during the break a little bit about the, so you go into Buena Vida Estates, you pay the entry fee, and then there's a monthly fee. And then, of course, after that, if you get ill, you've got your policy that kicks in, or if you have money, you pay for that. But you also have different types of apartment homes. And so tell us about the different types. You have the one bedroom, the two bedroom, and Ellen wants to move into a cottage.
Right, exactly.
We're tell very about excited cottages. About this.
Very excited.
The cottages are a new expansion. We are very excited to kick that off this year. We did some focus groups where we actually asked the community what they were looking for in these cottages. And they will be across the street from Buena Vida. It will be a gated community right behind Cheddar's, if you know where that is on 192.
That's a good restaurant, too. Good food.
Almost as good as Buena Vida. Yeah. We're actually building 24 cottages. We're very excited about them. We've already pre-sold 4 of them. We are looking for deposits and just people that are interested in finding out more about them so they can reserve their place there. Buena Vida is 100% filled. So we have a wait list on the apartments, and now we are expanding with these cottages, and the first 24 will have a cottage, and then we'll have probably another 20 on a wait list.
Yeah, so it'll have the same mentality of like moving into an apartment. It's just they'd just be off across the street, but still sort of on campus.
Correct. A little bit more independent. Mm-hmm. They will have a two-car garage for people that want their cars in garages and that kind of thing. But they will be part of the program of Buena Vida. So it will be a buy-in without ownership of the cottage. And they will have that long-term care underwriting that everybody else does that's already in an apartment.
I like that's that great. The floor plan offers the individuals it's a unique floor plan for everyone.
They can choose.
It's not a one size fit all. So you can go in and choose. So, you know, one of the nice things about Buena Vida Estates, and I can say this because I am in long-term care and I see a lot of families have a lot of challenges and heartaches and, you know, people ill-speaking each other and not getting along and all that. I think you take the worry out of everything because if you've worked hard all your life, the last 10 to 15 years of your life should be spent worry-free. So many people worry about what to leave for the children, what to leave for the grandchildren. How about what you do for yourself? And go in and have a discussion with someone at Buena Vida Estates and say, this is what I want for myself. I've worked hard all my life. I've invested well, raised my children. I have X amount of dollars, and this is what I want to do. I want to take the worry out of my life because I can tell you, folks, you know, not everyone wants to take care of a grandparent. Not everyone wants to take care of mom and dad. And not everyone wants to be in the same room with a person who is eating and spitting up food. But when you get older, I like that the continuum of care continues at Buena Vida from start to finish. So I think that's a great service, not just for Brevard, but for anyone who's listening all over the United States. Because you guys have people that come from all over.
We do.
And so you're still offering tours. So all of our listeners who are listening right now and think that, wow, this sounds like something that I should get involved in. Doesn't matter how old you are, right? You're probably in the, you know, late 40s or 50s, possibly. You should go check it out just
absolutely.
To see.
Absolutely.
And the cafe there, the restaurant has the most amazing food.
We have a restaurant, a dining room, and a pub.
Yes.
And so we'd be happy to take you in either one. We
and
do offer a lunch.
And you have a thrift shop, too.
We do. Yeah.
I know the ladies all line up to sell and help in that. And that proceed goes right back to the foundation, I heard.
Correct.
Right.
And our little general store, the Buena Vida 7-Eleven.
So before we go off air, give us the website and the phone number and tell us what the waiting list or the waiting period is if someone wants to book a tour.
So our website is www.buenavidaestates.org. And our telephone number is area code 321-724-0060. And marketing can be reached at extension 223. And if you call us, you know, one of us will be happy to give you a tour and show you our beautiful community and have you stay for lunch. So just reach out to us.
We do offer a lunch and learn every month. And so all you have to do is call us for that date and reservations. It's once a month, and they fill up quickly. Yeah. So if you just give us a call, it's every month. And it's a great opportunity because you not only get to see the community, have a wonderful lunch, but there's residents involved. So they're there talking to you. It's a different kind of a conversation because it's not somebody that's trying to sell you something. You're actually getting their insight.
So that's for the people that like to do the group tours.
Maybe we can get a group together. But, you know, one of the things before we go off air, I meant to ask you this earlier. These lovely places all over the United States, they always have this Italian game called, is it Mahjong? and canasta.
Mm-hmm.
Is that Italian, Keith?
I think it's Jewish.
Is it Jewish?
It's okay. Jewish.
Mahjong. What exactly is this mahjong and canasta? Everybody wants a bingo. We all know about. We all know about duplicate bridge.
Well, lots of bridge.
Yeah.
And then
Scrabble.
Mahjong is with tiles. And I don't know how to play, but it is.
Right? It's very similar to dominoes in a lot of ways. I mean, it's the easiest way to.
Because a lot of my friends, my residents in the nursing homes I've worked over the years, they all like mahjong.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Maybe I should tell them that they have it.
Just better start practicing at home because if this is going, if you're going to wind up at Buena Vida Estates, Sita. Yeah.
They're serious bocce balls.
That's
and,
right. Yes, that's right.
Well, it was such a pleasure talking to you ladies about Buena Vida Estates, and hopefully all of our listeners out there will take you up on your tour and on your offer of all of that. But we have more resources to talk about in Brevard County, and that's why we have Keith Heinle here with United
Way. Keith with his cap.
Yes.
I would recognize
branded
him without that
cap. Yeah.
And you know, we Ellen, before we go to Keith, I just want to say I want to thank Doreen Beaudreau for setting up Buena Vida Estate to be part of our show and the ongoing education and awareness for the community. Because when she came on the show the first time, she said, you know what, we would like you all to be part of telling all your listeners what we do because we need to spread the word. And so I hope we can partner with you all later on. You'll come back again on our show.
We'd love to.
Yes, all right. Thank you.
And so, Keith, now United Way, another big thing that not a lot of people don't know about. So tell us about yourself and give us a history of United Way in Brevard.
Oh, very good. And thank you again for bringing me on. My name's Keith Heinle, Senior Manager, Community Impact. The main reason I wanted to talk about United Way today is a lot of people... They know United Way, they know the name United Way, but they really don't have a real understanding about what United Way does, other than the fact that United Way raises funds in the community to support other nonprofits in the community. And traditionally, what people know is that those nonprofits are there to meet the safety net needs in the community, to help people from falling through the cracks. And we do that, and we'll continue to do that, but we do so much more that I'm going to share with you. Also, I wanted to share that when people give to United Way, all the money does stay in Brevard and helps the agencies in Brevard County. And very low overhead. We only have a 10% overhead, and we leverage the dollars. So every time anybody gives to United Way, on the average, we leverage those dollars three times over through matching dollars with grants and foundations.
Certainly do live up to your name of mobilizing and caring for the community. Mm-hmm. We all know that. But I think the reason why people think it's money, because when you drive by on US-1, we used to see that big old marker. Mm-hmm. Right there, and it would say United Way, and then there was a big old dollar sign on it.
Yep.
So you knew how much money people were contributing or donating. That's why people think it's all about money. They don't
know
that you're giving all this money to help the nonprofits.
And we did meet our goal again this year.
Yeah, and so United Way started in Brevard, I was reading, in 1957, was it?
Mm-hmm.
Really, it says that a group of people, concerned individuals, they wanted to help people in Brevard, and so... it was called the United Brevard County United Appeal, and then they changed the name to something else, and then they called it the United Fund in 1962, and then they went to the United Way of Brevard.
Right. So United Way is as old as I am.
Oh my gosh, you just gave away.
There we go.
So what internal programs do you provide for?
Well, a few years back, we went along with United Way Worldwide, realizing that even though we do want to continue to provide for safety net services, that we need to do more in terms of identifying the causes as to why people end up needing those services. So to address that, we started focusing on education, financial stability, and health.
You do a lot for health, Keith. I love your emails, and I know you guys got involved with so many people who didn't have insurance and try to help with the navigation, to navigate them to the right places and all that too.
Yeah, sure. And with health, we continue to provide access. We were the navigator organization for the Affordable Care Act, otherwise known as Obamacare, for the past 5 years. That funding did end, but our services didn't end. We were able to become a certified application counselor organization, So we have, instead of paid navigator staff, we have volunteer certified application counselors who provide those same services in the community. We just haven't been able to get that word out like we should, so let people know that we're still here to help.
Yeah, because a lot of people thought once the funding stopped for the navigators to assist people to sign up for health insurance, that it stopped. They don't realize that you still have people who can help.
And if people do need that help, just give me a call at 321-635-8885. Easy number to remember.
And the nice thing about the United Way, too, some of the problems that you guys choose to tackle are things like fires, flooding, recent hurricanes. I mean, and you also knew about what happened in the other part of the world in Zimbabwe with those children and people dying. If that was here in the U.S., I know the United Way would kick right in as well. And you are here for Brevard. I mean, Brevard needs education on health, financial stability, and all sort of programs. And you all at the United Way are also helping internally with advancing that financial stability for people here in Brevard. So tell us about some of those education classes that you're doing.
Sure. Be glad to. And in terms of education, we understand that children are learning to read up to third grade and reading to learn after third grade. And if they're not able to read by the time they're at third grade level, they're more inclined to have major problems later on in their life. In fact, there are some states that measure their future prison population by their reading scores at third grade. So to address that, we have reading mentors that we have throughout the community, sharing their passion for reading, helping kids to develop a passion for reading. We have a summer feed and read program where we give away books to kids during the summer. We read to them, also provide food for them. And we carry that on into the after school during the school year. Same programs, but we work with Brevard Public Schools to provide those services. And we've added this year STEM training with snap circuits and robotics. And we also have little free libraries we station throughout the county so kids have access to books. And we also have a digital platform for books called Myon, so kids can have, again, access to books, 5,000 to 6,000 books on this digital software that we provide. So that's all in terms of education. And for financial stability, a lot of people don't realize we're doing this, but it's a great service we're doing in the community. It's a volunteer income tax assistance program where people can get their taxes done by professionals for free. They don't have to spend their money, their good, well-earned money, out of their pockets to get their taxes done. Right. So that's something that's going on right now throughout different places in the county, and along with that, we're providing financial stability classes for people to help with budgeting.
Right. And we had the Brevard Homeless Coalition on, and we talked about, you know, all of us being our brothers, sisters, and keepers, and brothers, we always say be your brother's keeper, right? But we talked about the homelessness problem in Brevard, the opioid crisis, and we talked about that if we tackle problems together, then we achieve greater results as well. I know you guys are also helping with stuff like that, with the homeless problem. So many children depend on public school to get their food in the public school system. They don't have a hot meal when they go home as well.
Yeah, I actually used to staff the Homeless Coalition for a few years and worked with them and helped them get to the point where they established their own 501c3. But that really brings me back to health. And one of the things that we're really trying to do is focus more on health. That's where our new initiatives are going, with health education, dental health education. Many people know about the fitness challenge. We sponsor that. We manage that, and we identify the sponsors for that. Health First being our primary sponsor, to help people become more fit, more able to take care of their own lives. There's going to be some exciting new initiatives related to health that you'll be hearing about in the near future regarding child health programs.
So for our listeners who are tuning in to Viewpoint with Sita and Friends today, we're speaking with Keith Heinle. I hope I say your name correct. Yeah, I used to work with a girl named Sharon Heinle back in Chicago, Illinois, Oaklawn, Americana Monticello. And she says, "Hi, my name is Sharon Heinle."
Yep.
So I will say, I remember your name when I say that. And Keith is the senior manager of community impact here at the United Way of Brevard. And, you know, one of the things that United Way does really well, too, is you always try to help to bring a sense of stability to the community as well. And, of course, healthcare being something that I can talk about for hours. How do we help more people to understand that when you're healthy, you can be stable? Not just financially, emotionally, mentally, but it's all about health and preventative health.
Yeah, it definitely is. Even if, again, I'm going to go back to child health. There's some really exciting information, research that has been done related to health and fitness with children, and what happens with a child when they spend 20 minutes of exercise, and what happens within their brain, and the exciting things that's been showing regarding how kids are becoming healthier because of their fitness. So we really want to continue to push that, so the kids are more able to listen and participate in the regular education, and that helps, just like with food, making sure they're eating, which also affects their education.
It's always about education, right? And we always say, how many shows have we done, Ellen, where we talked about everything starts in the home, how to save, how to eat right. You know, education, if you're going to go for trade or college, if you're going to take a walk in the beautiful parks in Brevard. I always say to people, I mean, it's not like if you don't have $20, $30 to join a gym, we have the most gorgeous parks. Just drive your car, park, and take your children for a walk.
Right.
And they can expand their lungs, they can get exercise, and I think it's all about preventative health. Even the ACA, certain parts of it was all about you are what you eat, you are what you breathe, and you are what you think. But I'm not sure where we're losing that here in the United States, because we see obesity on the rise, health issues on the rise, mental problems, financial, you know, problems with people. What can we do, Keith, on a ground level to help people to have that foundation that so many of us got just from mom and dad?
Obesity is definitely on the rise, especially among children, and the level of inactivity amongst children continues to rise, especially since 2012. It's been a sharp spike of inactivity. As kids get older, they become less active. So the best things we can do is develop these programs to get children and adults involved in wellness and fitness. That's why we do the Mayor's Fitness Challenge, where we have municipalities compete against each other to determine which one is the most fit city. We just finished that challenge, but I don't know yet who that winner is. So sorry, I can't divulge that yet.
We would have had to have a drum roll ready, so you know we don't have that.
but we're going to try and continue to do more, like we've been doing for the past many years, focusing on education. You're going to hear more about United Way and our programs related, initiatives related to fitness, access, and health education.
So there must be other programs that United Way is funding that people don't know about. Anything other than what you just spoke about that you all are doing?
Yeah, well, we do have the safety net services, but we also fund through our internal programs, we also fund what we call HEFs now, Health, Education, and Financial Stability. Organizations like Junior Achievement, Rolling Readers, the Brevard Zoo's Education Program, My Community Cares. There's an organization called Computers Advancing Education that we're helping to fund. And also a special program that Children's Home Society has at Endeavor. All of those different programs are funded through us as well.
You also help our seniors. You all do a lot for our seniors. You were involved with Meals on Wheels at one time as well. And we still need that in the community. Tell us a little bit about what you do for seniors.
We do provide a lot of support through Aging Matters for the many programs that they have. That kind of leads me to something else that we provide too, and that is volunteer opportunities. We have a volunteer site on our website at uwbrevard.org, where you click on volunteer and you can see all the different volunteer opportunities that we have. And even outside of the ones that are listed, we can help you as volunteers get connected with Meals on Wheels, Seniors at Lunch, helping out at the Brevard Community Kitchen, all these different types of activities.
Yeah, for our listeners who are tuning in, the United Way of Brevard has been serving our community for 55 years, and they continue to strive with your donations. So I just hope that people do look at that as well. If you have a few dollars to give or some time, or like we always say, a talent, just call the United Way and offer in some way, because there are so many organizations here in town, but the United Way, you guys just don't help one, you help so many. And people just don't know that. They think the money just stays in one pool, but it doesn't. They're doing so much in the community to help people with education, whether it's financial or feeding the hungry. What are we doing at United Way for people who are having issues with this opioid crisis that hit Brevard?
That's a big issue. We really haven't done much to address that yet. But again, the more we get involved with health issues, the more you're going to hear more from United Way and what we do. I think
Stanley was on. Stanley Breeze was on with ECHO Connects, and we talked a lot about that. And the thing, like, all the agencies are interconnected in Brevard. Everybody helps everybody. And they're always referring from one to the other, which is good. I know you guys do that as well.
Yeah, I think you're going to see mostly our focus, if we really want to address the issues we're having now, is to address those issues early on and work with the children at the earliest ages possible to help them get started on the right track.
You know, we always say, people need to pay attention to their reproductive rights, their reproductive organs, right? Before you have a child, maybe they should have a class and the United Way with Keith. So Keith could say, if you have a child, these are the things you have to know about financial security, prevention, obesity, you know, fate, family, friends, whatever it is. Because it's like so many of our little children are being born and people just don't understand. It's not just about carrying a child for 9 months and giving birth. That child needs a place to live. They need to be secure. They need someone to hold their hand and teach them how to read, how to pack a lunch. I notice a lot of people just don't pack a lunch anymore. You know, that used to be something that mom and dad and children did the night before, right? And I see, yeah, and Terry, you're shaking your head. That's the truth,
isn't
it? I used
to be proud of the lunch,
yeah,
that I packed.
You
know,
I don't care what you were taking. Yeah. You remember those days?
Look what I got.
And we actually do have a program that provides that. It's, I call it the Manual for Parents.
It's
a program. It's called Healthy Families. And we do have a group of staff who go into homes and work with families to help them do just that, help them learn how to take care of their children.
Yeah, because it used to be, if you had sisters and brothers and you had a loaf of bread, of course, we never had any bread. We were so poor, we had to make our bread. But I remember, like, my mother was, you know, my mother put the, you know how we talk about recycling and we talk about saving the environment? She was a queen of that, because we had the same nasty old brown bag all the time. We had a put that brown bag and iron it sometimes, because she didn't think we should throw the bag away unless it had a hole in it. So we would use that same brown bag over and over again to put a slice of the Indian bread called roti, what you guys know as naan.
Yeah.
Naan, right?
Right.
And they would put some vegetables in there, whatever. But there was pride in whatever your parents could provide for you. You said, thank God for it, and you went to school. And nowadays, we see children who are obese because of soft drinks or fast food, or people just don't want to take the time to cook vegetables. How can we address that issue? Because we talk about prevention, but the truth is people have to be willing to get the education so that it goes from the store to the pot to the table.
The best way to address that issue is to address nutrition.
And you're good at that.
what we eat really affects us and will continue to affect us as we get older. And it's really difficult to find good, healthy food. And we need to learn from early age, what those opportunities are and start making choices that won't affect us later on, causing heart attacks and diabetes and other kinds of illnesses that are certainly preventable, but it all comes down to making sure you make the right types of food choices.
Right. And even a simple thing as drinking water. People don't drink enough water, right? Mm-hmm. And but you know, if you drink water, it helps every system, from your skin to your eyes, your internal organs, everything.
Also, weight.
Yeah. But I see parents would give a child a giant-sized Coca-Cola instead of a cup of water. Right. But you know, it is healthy habits. And I used to say when we were little, we would say, I want to go to America and I want to get a cup like that with soda in it, because we couldn't afford soda because we had to drink water all the time. And now I'm like, gee, maybe my mother had a point after all with all the stuff. But we learned everything at home, and not because my mother couldn't read, but because they learned from each other, because people used to communicate and they would share ideas and they would help each other. Why aren't we doing that more? I mean, we have gated communities where people don't speak to their neighbors. They don't even know if somebody falls in their yard. I mean, it's almost like we're trying to bring back what we had in forms of seminars and lectures and meeting with people. How can we help people to say, hey, let's just sit down and have a conversation?
And I think that's about education. I think it's about educating people to make decisions based on their long-term health as opposed to instant gratification and ease of access. We need to do more in terms of, you know, realizing that ease of access and instant gratification is going to cost more money down the road, even though it might be cheaper now.
Right.
And that's where the United Way comes in. And Keith, you've offered your phone number. I want to make sure that that everybody knows the website and the phone number now, too, if you didn't have a chance to write it down before. Because sometimes you just don't know what you don't know. But if you're struggling with something and there's something that you think that you need some resources for, the United Way has always been the best phone call that I've suggested that people make, as well as I've made myself, just to find out what resources are out there.
Yeah, give us the website and the phone number.
Yeah, the website is www.uwbrevard.org. And my direct line at work is 321-635-8885.
And there's always a few naysayers that always wants to know where their money is going. And for those people, I just want them to know that the United Way of Brevard continually strives to be efficient and very effective with your little change, with your donations. The Finance Committee meets quarterly and they review the operations and the internal controls. And they have a clean opinion, actually, of what's going on with their money and where it's going. If you Google the United Way of Brevard, you will see all the agencies that they help with and all the broad range of safety net services that they invest in, not just for families, but for kids, for people who want to learn to read, for the homeless, whatever it is. And our seniors, our precious seniors, whom I love so much. But Keith, you know what? I love when you come on the show. And I just want to say your segment was paid for by The Joint Chiropractic, which is a wonderful friend of mine, Karen and Dr. Weber. They just opened another place in Palm Bay. You know, my curry chicken goes a long way.
It certainly does.
For all the people that I've had in my house eating my curry chicken. When I have a wonderful guest like Keith Hindley from the United Way that's coming on, and I know I have to take care of Pastor Paul here at the station, I just call up one of my friends and I say, hey, this is what I'm doing. And people support the great things that United Way is doing. They also support what Buena Vida is doing. People just want to be appreciated before we leave this planet Earth on this earthly journey. And if we can help on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends in a little way to make that journey better, why not?
Exactly right. So once again, Sita, wonderful, wonderful show here on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends. Thank you to Debbie and to Terry and to Keith for being here with us today and sharing all of your great knowledge. And next week on Viewpoint and Sita and Friends, a couple more new guests, and we'll be here on live 1 o'clock. Come back.